Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $293 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. St. Louis Mayor Latta Kruson made a pitch to Delta Airlines for them to move their headquarters from Atlanta to St. Louis in a tweet last night. The submission comes after Georgia Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, who, after hearing Delta had ended its partnership with the NRA, used his post to stop a proposal that would have provided a tax break to Delta. Governor Eric Greitens' legal team has received evidence being used against it and has questions about the prosecution's procedures. Bill Wise reports.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner met defense lawyers for Governor Greitens in court to turn over the first round of evidence yesterday. KMOV TV reports the evidence includes about 40 pages of documents and some DVDs. The circuit attorney's office declined to comment on the specifics of the evidence. The discovery list includes emails between Greitens and a woman who he's alleged to have taken a compromising photo of and then threatened to blackmail. According to the TV station, Greitens' attorney Ed Dowd said one of the photos of the woman is a professional headshot, which he called exceptionally misleading. KMOV reports the defense filed two motions yesterday, one of which questions the circuit attorney's use of a private investigative firm. Greitens, a Republican, has pleaded not guilty to felony invasion of privacy charges. He's called the circuit attorney Gardner, a Democrat, a reckless liberal prosecutor who uses her office to score political points. His attorneys have filed a motion to dismiss the charges against him.
Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson is proposing to ban state and local governments from doing business with companies that boycott Israel. A House committee has passed the pro-Israel bill.
You are talking about a deep and long-standing public policy of this country and of this state.
Raytown police near Kansas City were investigating another potential threat against the city schools yesterday after a 14-year-old female student was taken into custody Monday for the same reason. Officers say the latest threat involves an argument on social media involving a person from out of state. 20 days after a shooting inside a Florissant bar in which one man was killed and another injured, St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Bob McCullough has issued charges against the gunman. Neil Myers has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Scott Beery, an armed criminal action, as well as assault in the shooting injury of Ryan Jacobsmeyer. Columbia Republican State Senator Caleb Broughton tells MissouriNet the massive $28 million capital construction project in Jefferson City is a team effort.
It's incredibly important, and it's important, you know, not just for the people in Jefferson City, but for the people in Columbia and for the people in Boone and Cooper counties that I represent and people all across the state.
400,000 to 500,000 people visit the Missouri Capitol annually. A 33-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to charges related to a suspicious package being found in a southwest Missouri Walmart. Arif Rahman pleaded not guilty yesterday to making a terroristic threat after a January incident at a Nixon Walmart in which 10 people were evacuated and traffic in the area was shut down for 2.5 hours. This is Missouri Net.